Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes presented by Kroll and Mooring. This is Peter Ayer. David Robbins, my usual co-host, is out this week. We together bring you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. We have a couple different topics to cover this week. We start with active cyber threat news. On June 13, 2018, the cyber division of the FBI issued a private industry notification indicating that certain actors are likely to target cleared defense contractors via spear phishing campaigns or network infrastructure compromises. Common spear phish targets may include individuals featured on internet-facing websites and high-ranking defense contractor executives. Next up, SAM news. On June 11th, 2018, GSA changed the process for verifying registrants on SAM. That's the system for award management. Effective June 29, 2018, all non-federal entities who create or update their registration in SAM.gov will no longer need to have an approved entity administrator notarized letter on file before the registration is activated, though all non-federal entities still must mail the original signed copy of the notarized letter to the Federal Service Desk within 30 days of activation. In addition, effective June 29, 2018, the current SAM.gov username and password will no longer work, and registrants will be asked to create a user account at login.gov. So this is something that contractors are going to want to pay close attention to because of the importance of having an updated SAM registration. We turn to a proposed rule that's getting a lot of attention. This has to do with certified cost or pricing data. So on June 12, 2018, the FAR Council issued a proposed rule to amend the FAR to address an exemption from certified cost or pricing data requirements where price is based on adequate competition. The proposed rule would amend the definition of adequate price competition for contracts with certain agencies, including DOD, GSA, NASA, the Coast Guard, as it relates to the requirement to submit certified cost or pricing data. For those agencies, the adequate price competition exception would only apply in one scenario, and that scenario is if two or more responsible offerors competing independently submitted responsive and viable offers. If the agency only received one offer, certified cost or pricing data would still be required, regardless of whether the bids were submitted with expectation of competition. Contrast that with the current language of the FAR, which remains in full force and effect with contracts and bids with other agencies. Under the current language, which provides a broader exception, adequate price competition also exists if there's a reasonable expectation that two or more responsible offerors would submit a bid, even if one is received, or price analysis demonstrates that the proposed price is reasonable. So now we turn to DCAA news. So DCAA has made public its 2017 report card to Congress, indicating that DCAA is on track to eliminate its backlog by the close of FY 2018. So this is something that is of interest to a lot of contractors who have been experiencing backlogs for many years. Next up, OTAs, other transaction authorities. On June 11, 2018, NextGov published an article detailing the scope and breadth of OTA spending, and it's certainly something that is on the rise, lots of opportunities, lots of attention, and we expect over the next several months and years a great deal of attention on compliance. And then finally, a brief mention on the semi-regulatory agendas, which were released within the last couple of weeks. So for the FAR Council, there's discussion about pending rules for whistleblower protection for contract employees, rules involving breaches of personally identifiable information, rules involving controlled unclassified information, and applicability of small business regulations outside the U.S., certainly things to watch. And then just for GSA in the regulatory agenda, some items about information system security, a plan to incorporate certain of those standards into GSA, and then a cyber incident reporting rule. So a lot to watch, a lot going on, and that's all for this edition. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. In the meantime, if you need anything, I can be reached at 202 624-2807, and you can feel free to reach out to David, 202-624-2627. Thanks for joining us.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.